you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween.
Tim Burton's 1993 stop-motion musical, Nightmare Before Christmas, begins with this song, backing a stream of marvelous scenes from Halloween Town, home of skeletonish Jack Skellington.
I am the one hiding under your bed, teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween.
The film was based on a Tim Burton poem and was shepherded by him into eventual production by Disney, but he actually had very little involvement with making it.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Much of the credit for the movie goes to director Henry Selick. Selick said, "It's as though he," meaning Burton, "laid the egg, and I sat on it and hatched it."
Shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
It's someplace new.
Super Skinny Jack, voiced by Maine songwriter Danny Elfman, discovers a forest outside Halloween Town where some of the trees have iconic symbols.
What is this?
A turkey for Thanksgiving, a heart, a four-leaf clover, and so on. He pulls on a Christmas tree symbol and a door opens. A wind comes up and pulls Jack through a swirling portal into Christmas Town, and he slides down a snowy hill into a sparkling town filled with Christmas lights, elves, sleeping children, pie smells, and happy music.
What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer! And who would ever think? And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile in everyone.
What's this?
Back in Halloween Town, Jack is missed.
We've got to find Jack!
He arrives, towing a sack of presents, and calls a town meeting.
I can't seem to describe like a most improbable dream. But you must believe when I tell you this. It's as real as my skull, and it does exist.
Jack tries to explain hanging up stockings.
We pick up an oversized sock and hang it like this on the wall. Oh, yes. Does it still have a foot?
Let me see. Let me look. Is it rotted and covered with gook?
But, of course, they don't get it.
There's no foot inside, but there's candy. Or sometimes it's filled with small toys.
Small toys? Do they bite?
Do they snap or explode in a sack?
Or perhaps they just spring out and scare girls and boys.
What a splendid idea.
Jack muses to himself about how to explain the Christmas concept, showing a wide range of emotion with the 400 separate heads that were made for his puppet.
There's got to be a logical way to explain this Christmas thing.
Jack experiments on items he's brought back. A candy cane put in a steaming vat becomes a slimy worm. He cuts paper according to instructions to make a snowflake. But his ends up with a spider pattern. He dissects teddy bears. On My Two Cents this week, I'm looking into the stop-motion musical Nightmare Before Christmas. Roger Ebert said the visual effects were as revolutionary as those in Star Wars. The film won various awards and was rated number one Christmas movie on RottenTomatoes.com's Top 25 list. 227 puppets were made for the movie, and the main character, Jack Skellington, had 400 heads. After falling through a portal from Halloween Town to Christmas Town, Jack is bent on having his homeland celebrate Christmas, with some nasty results. The denizens work to replicate Christmas in Halloween Town. Dr. Finkelstein, wheelchair-bound mad scientist, is recruited to construct flying reindeer for a sky sleigh. Locke, Shock, and Beryl are nasty henchmen of the evil Oogie Boogie, evil apparently even for Halloween Town. These three are given the task of capturing Sandy Claus, as Santa is referred to.
Kidnap Mr. Sandy Claus?
I want to do it.
Let's draw straws.
Jack extracts the promise not to involve Oogie Boogie, but the trio cross their fingers behind their backs and plot to kidnap the jolly old elf.
First, we're going to set some bait inside a nasty trap and wait. When he comes sniffing, we will snap the trap and close the gate.
Wait, I've got a better plan to catch this big red lobster man. Let's pop him in a boiling pot, and when he's done, we'll butter him up.
Sally, I need your help more than anyone's.
You certainly do, Jack. I had the most terrible vision.
Sally is a rag doll, secretly in love with Jack. Jack asks Sally to make him a Santa Claus suit, but she warns him of a dream she had of the Christmas plans coming out all wrong.
My Sandy Claus outfit. I want you to make it.
Jack, please listen to me. It's going to be a disaster.
How could it be? Just follow the pattern.
We caught him! We got him!
Perfect.
Lock, Shock,
open
and Beryl return with what they think is Sandy Claus in a sack.
That's not Sandy Claus.
It isn't?
Who is it?
Bunny!
But it turns out to be the Easter Bunny.
And they'll talk about for years to come.
The citizens of Halloween Town haul away their pumpkins and begin making preparations for Christmas.
Making Christmas.
Snakes and mice get wrapped up so nice with spider legs and pretty bones.
To make reindeer, Finkelstein animates skeletons with lightning bolts in his lab. A cauldron is filled with presents and placed on Jack's coffin sleigh.
Nice, nice, nice. There are hardly any naughty children this year. Now, who could that be?
Santa is grabbed by Oogie Boogie's trio.
Trick or treat!
Uh-huh.
Santa is delivered to Oogie Boogie.
The right guy. He's ancient. He's ugly. I don't know which is worse. I might just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first.
Sally sees her prophetic dream coming true and makes a fog to prevent Jack from delivering the questionable presents. But Jack's ghost dog Zero has a luminous red nose and they take off Rudolph style, whipping the reindeer for speed.
What a brilliant nose you have. The better to light my way.
To the head of the team, Zero. We're off!
Skinny Jack has no problem slipping down chimneys to deliver presents, such as coal and stockings, a shrunken head, and a duck toy with teeth that chases the children up the stairs.
Reports are pouring in from all over the globe that an imposter is shamelessly impersonating Santa Claus, mocking and mangling this joyous holiday. And at this moment, military units are mobilizing to stop the perpetrator of this heinous crime.
Christmas Town hauls out the anti-aircraft guns.
They're celebrating!
Ack-Ack fire explodes around Jack.
We're doing such a good job!
The sleigh is hit. And Jack and Zero tumble to earth. Jack is alive, having landed in the lap of a statue of an angel. Jack comes to rescue Santa and Sally from Oogie Boogie.
Well, come on, Bold Man!
Almost losing, Jack pulls a thread from what looks like Boogie's outfit, but turns out to be his skin. Inside, he's all little bugs. They cascade down, and Oogie is dead. Santa goes back to fix things up, for example, by replacing the shrunken head with a live puppy.
Old Saint Nick appears to be traveling at supersonic speed. He's setting things right, bringing joy.
Santa flies over Halloween Town. It snows for the very first time.
What's this?
What's this?
I haven't got a clue.
What's this?
Lock, Shock, and Beryl throw snowballs.
Must be a Christmas thing.
What's this?
People make snowmen and snow angels. Jack realizes Sally's love for the first time, and they embrace atop the curlicue precipice that's the film's icon on all the commercial products. They may live happily ever after, but we'll never know, since Burton nixed any sequels, good for him. That's my two cents. I'm John Waugh. Thanks for listening. Have a shocking day and a scary week, and have a wonderful, snowy Lopez Christmas, too. Thank you.